Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for being part of my day. Hope you check out my website. When you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. We'll help you with your small business, including the work that we've done with Connie Sertucci over the years. Connie's a senior VP of Sage North America. And we're talking about the second annual poll that they've conducted of small business. This is a global poll, but they also have broken out the U.S. responses. And one of the things that you were telling us, Connie, thanks again for hanging out with us. You were telling us in the previous segment as we went to the break that how with all the things that small business owners are frightened about and they're kind of dour about about the overall situation, they're really hanging in there pretty good, which doesn't surprise me at all. And I know you feel the same way.
I agree. Yeah, it definitely they're weathering the storm. In fact, we asked the question over the last 6 months, you know, have they seen what's happened with their sales, with their revenue, what's happened with the number of employees, are they hiring, are they reducing? And what we actually found in the U.S. is that 65% of them said that the revenue has either stayed the same or it has increased. I think around 35% stayed the same and 30% had increased, with only 26% indicating that it had declined. And similarly with number of employees, the majority of them, 60%, either had the same amount of employees or maybe a slightly few more number of employees, with only 14% decline. So I think they went through, you know, a couple of years back, two or three years back, they actually went through began to become more efficient, quite frankly, and began to hunker down a bit and get ready to weather the storm, and it appears that they're doing that successfully. Although they're, you know, still the outlook, I think they feel that, you know, that it's going to turn around, but it is going to take time.
Well, you know, Connie, what I've remarked about over the last 3 years, every day that went by was that if you're still, every day that goes by, you're still in business. If there's one thing you can be sure about yourself, is that you know how to run your business efficiently. Because if you couldn't, you wouldn't still be in business.
Exactly.
And that's, yeah. And the exciting thing about that to me, Connie, excuse me, the exciting thing about that to me is if you're capable, I know maybe you're not having as much fun right now as you'd like to be having, but when things turn around, as you said, as we all believe that it will, when that happens, and you start scaling your business up to take advantage of the growth, you'll be doing it with the best practices that you've learned over the last 3 years, and therefore you'll be more profitable, and it'll be even more fun than it ever was. What do you think?
I completely agree. And that came out in our research as well. When we asked them, and this is similar to back in the February results, we asked them what they were going to invest in, and the top two areas they were going to invest is one is in sales and marketing to try to increase the number of customers, and then the other was increasing their investment in technology to drive more efficiency. So you're exactly right.
Yeah, that's very exciting to me, and I'll tell you, there's another thing, and I don't know if it probably didn't show up in your survey here, but you know, we've gone through a very unique recovery here in this way. We've had the startup activity is very, very much below the normal activity for a recovery for the last several recoveries. Startups have not been as active as they used to be for a number of reasons. And that means that when business turns around, there are going to be fewer businesses to take advantage of that. I mean, that's going to be a compounding effect on the success of the businesses that are still in business.
That's right. Absolutely.
So let's talk about some of the other things that they said. What did they say about? Oh, I know one thing that I was really excited to see in your survey, and that is that even with the attitude that they have about the current situation, the U.S. small business owners still felt like the greatest part of being in business in America is our entrepreneurial spirit and the business culture we have here. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that came out loud and clear, and that has come out loud and clear in all of these surveys. They feel proud to be in the U.S. They feel like the entrepreneurial spirit is there. On the flip side, they have expressed dissatisfaction with the support that they're receiving from the government related to issues, and that was one of the most least favorable attributes about doing business in the U.S. But they're very, very proud to be in the U.S. for a number of reasons: having a skilled workforce to recruit from, the power of the domestic market, those types of things.
Mm-hmm. Well, and let's don't forget, Connie, we have a $15 trillion economy that we're not very happy about right now. I mean, think about that. I mean, $15 trillion, that's a lot. That's more than double the closest competitor nationally, any other sovereign GDP. That's a lot of buying and selling, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's where a lot of these businesses who, getting back to weathering the storm, they're finding different markets. They're beginning to diversify, and they're looking for opportunities despite the storm, where they can succeed, because it's right. Still a huge economy.
Well, the one thing that I keep telling them, Connie, and I've been telling them now for a long time, in the 21st century, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it. What do you think?
I completely agree. You have to always be ready and agile to change.
Yeah.
And continue to look for those opportunities that, may not have been there 5-10 years ago.
Give us your website, Connie. What is your website, please?
The website, we have sagenorthamerica.com is our overall company website. But this research can be found on www.businessindex.sage.com.
Businessindex.sage.com. Go check out what your fellow small business owner said, folks. Tintail, right back with Connie Sertucci. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.